Blog Talk Radio.
Get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily go get them is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, Power Monday, all up in your area. Last day of Black History Month, last day of February. Tomorrow is the first. It's the first of the month. And you know what? I went to the market today because my strategy is always to go to the market somewhere between the 25th of the month and the 31st of the month because ain't no money going on. Ain't no food stamps popping off. And it's easy to just jump right in line. Be in and out of there, in and out of there. But there's a lot of people at the market today. I was still able to get right in line, but that's not uncommon for the market that I go to be able to jump right in line anyway. But I thought it was interesting that the parking lot was full. But anyway, on to what we're talking about. The difference between valuables and keepsakes. What do y'all know? What you got for me? Do you have anything initially? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you say, when you think about the difference between what's valuable or a valuable or your valuables and a keepsake? Now, for some people, y'all might look at it as the same thing. Like, my stuff is my stuff. And if I bought it, then I want it. And if I want it, then I need it. And if I need it, then I want it. I want it. I need it. Need it. And want it. And want it. Well, I got it, and I'm keeping it. And I can't even be mad at you about that. I can't feel no kind of way about that. As a matter of fact, I totally agree. But the difference becomes when you can't take everything with you. In a situation where you have to decide what you're going to keep and what you're going to leave behind, that's when it gets a little dicey. That's when it can get a little funny. That's when you might have to make the decision. The hard decision. That's when you might have to scratch the head a little bit. Maybe come to a compromise a little bit. That's when you might have to be like, no, yeah, I mean, I want to take everything. But that ain't feasible. If you've ever had to move, from one place to another place, and you moved from a bigger place to a smaller place, and it's just not going to be conducive to be able to take all of your stuff because the other place is not going to fit it all. So you either have to get a storage space and rent a storage space and pay that money, or you're going to have to leave some things behind. And you're probably going to have to not just leave it behind, but there's probably going to be some things that you have to give away. And you know, when it comes to you giving away things, you know how we get. I don't know if everybody gets like this, but I know I get like this. When it comes to me giving away something, I'm only going to give things away to people that I like. That might not make sense to everybody. But when I give to those, I don't really give to the needy. I give to the I likey. I know, I mean, it might not be all right. I mean, I ain't say I was perfect. So what? That's how I give. Sorry. You mad? No, I do give to the needy. But only if I don't know them. Other than that, I give to the people that are needy that I know. Or the people that are wanty. I ain't gonna lie. I give the people who want stuff. I like doing it. So anyway. So in a situation where you are moving from a bigger place into a smaller place, and you don't want to pay those storage fees, you're going to have to decide what you can take and what you have to leave behind. So more than likely, the valuables are going to be the things that you're going to take with you. You got to take your valuables. Now, those keepsakes, you're going to have to decide what their value to you is. Like, how valuable are they? All right, I won this big, giant tiger with his panda bear at Six Flags back in 1998. I won that joint. I pitched the quarter, and it landed right on that plate. It wasn't easy to win that joint. We pitched quarters. We pitched them joints all day. Or did it used to be a dime? Whatever it is, you know how hard it was to get that dime to land on that plate. And some people are good at it. You see them going back to their car at the amusement park, and they got like four or five big stuffed-ass animals. Well, you may have liked those things, and you may even want to keep them, and they may have some sentimental value to you. But they're keepsakes. At the end of the day, they're keepsakes. And you might not have enough room for that shit. And it might not be as valuable to you now as it was then. Maybe when you went there back in the day, maybe you had a girlfriend or a boyfriend that you was playing for and that you was winning for. And so when they moved on, you kept the stuff. They didn't want to take it with them, so you kept it. So now, like, yeah, when me and Rhonda was together, this is a reminder of Rhonda. But shoot, really, I lied to my girl and just said that I wanted when I took my niece and my nephew to the amusement park. I ain't tell her that I won that shit with Rhonda. My girl don't know that the bear is named Rhonda.
That's my Rhonda bear. It has some sentimental value to you. But Rhonda done moved on. You done moved on. You hooked up, maybe married, whatever the case may be. It's time for you to go, and you can't take that Rhonda bear. Or Tina the tiger. You can't take Tina the tiger. Lena the lion. Raquel Rabbit. You know, those are keepsakes. They're keepsakes. Small trinkets. Stickers. Chains. Keychains. Things like that. They may not have cost a lot of money, but they remind you of things that you've done, places that you've gone, things that you've experienced. And it has, you know, you want to keep those things. They're keepsakes. There are some things that people mistake for being keepsakes that aren't. There are certain things that are valuable or, all right, let's get into it. An engagement ring. What's it to y'all? Keepsake or valuable? Now, see, an engagement ring, I ain't say a wedding ring, because a wedding ring, like the bride gets to keep the wedding ring no matter what. Because the reason that it's a wedding ring is because you actually went ahead and got married. Even if you divorce or separate and all of that, the wedding ring is yours. The wedding band is yours or his. But yeah, some couples get bands for both, the bride and the groom. But an engagement ring is only yours if it results in a marriage. So a lot of these chicks be trying to keep that engagement ring on some keepsake shit. Yeah, I'm not engaged anymore, but I'm keep this ring. He cheated, so he ain't getting this ring back. Oh, yeah? First of all, you owe him the ring. The engagement ring was not contingent upon you or him remaining faithful. You got to give the ring back if you're not going to marry him. That's it. You not marrying him, you got to give the ring back. It's not a keepsake. However, it seems like the longer the engagement, the more the likelihood that the ring is going to stay hers. So, I'm saying that to say this. If a couple is engaged for a hot minute, like I would say a year or under a year, yeah, if they don't get married, more than likely he's going to want that money back because he probably spent a hefty little hefty little digit on that ring. He might have spent $5,000 on it, $7,000, $10,000. Who knows? Depends on how much he got and how much he loved you. Or how much he was trying to impress you. Whatever the case. But you're going to have to give that back if it's under a year, more than likely. Now, I'm talking about personal. This has nothing to do with the law. The law says that it is a gift that is contingent or dependent upon or with the condition of getting married. So if the engagement does not result in a marriage, then you have to give that ring back. But on a personal side, on a personal note, I know people that have been engaged for a year, for two, for three. And they never got married. And guess what? That ring didn't get taken back. Because more than likely, after you done paid for the ring, it's like, all right, go ahead, shorty. You can keep that shit. Shit, I done had two kids on you in them 3 years anyway. Technically, I should be using the money for the ring, you know, to take care of my kids. But I got a new job. I'm good. You a good girl anyway.
in a way, I owe you the ring, you know, for the shit I did. Does anybody hear me? Do you know what I'm talking about? Stacey White, thanks for coming on through tonight. I'm glad to see you here. Yo, yo, your game tight. And Carol Chamberlain, my good friend. She's my favorita. Good to see you. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother. Girl, can't leave him alone. And Robbie Ming doing the same thing. That's my sis. Yo, she's a queen for a king. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right and directly into your sight. And... that's it for now, but no ifs, ands, or buts, and no how. Oh, also Monica Davis on the Instagram side, and Emily Dunlap, and I said Emily Dunlap in the house. Things are coming on through. Things are coming now. And she says, engagement ring is a keepsake till you pawn it. Ain't that about a bitch? Yo, those are facts. Facts upon facts, baby. Those are facts, baby. She also says pictures are keepsakes also and not valuable. I don't know. Some pictures. I mean, you're right, but are you right? Pictures? Ask anybody who has lost all of their pictures in a fire if pictures are valuables or keepsakes. All your pictures of your grandmother, your mom, you know, people who ain't here no more. Rare photos can't be duplicated. Ugh. Baby pictures. You know, them pictures that you got to take a picture of, you know, to make another picture. It's iffy with the photos. There's some things that are invaluable. There's some things that you just can't put a monetary value on. I'm on the fence about the picture one. The pictures. Emily Dumbledore, I ain't giving it back. I'm pawning it for the grief he probably caused me. That's all right. I mean, if he take you to court, you giving that shit back. Simple as that. Well, you had that judgment put against you, so basically you bought it. And you figure, I ain't worried about that shit. I don't have to pay the money. I'm like, yeah. But when you go put that down payment on that house, guess who's going to get the money for that ring? Brother man. See, people don't be thinking about a judgment until it's time for them to buy a car, until it's time for them to get a loan, until it's time for them to buy a house. And then that little judgment be like, and it don't go away with no 7 years either. That's a straight lien against your estate. See, everything gets different when you go to court. When things are contractual, it can go away. They can stop reporting that on your credit report in 7 years, depending on when they start reporting it. See, that's the thing. You know, these credit companies, they sneaky. So they might not put it on your credit report right away because they know that the clock starts from there. That's when you turn over the hourglass. Oh, you put it on my credit report. 7 years. So they might wait a little bit, get you to pay a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, no, we ain't going, no. We going to milk this thing out. Anyway, let me see what y'all talking about. Ansel Jones says, question for all my military people that lived overseas. How much stuff you still have from those countries? It's a good question, Ansel. It really is. That's a good example. It really, really is. Because soldiers be coming home with shit. The first wave of Iraqi soldiers, they came home with all kinds of shit.
from Baghdad. Yo, when they stormed Baghdad and went in Saddam Hussein's palace, they came out with all kinds of shit. Solid gold faucet handles and shit like that. You know they were stealing that shit. They were stealing mad shit. You know, soldiers steal. They figured, I'm over here risking my life, man. I'm taking this shit. Fuck this. Come home with guns and all kinds of shit. I'm going to tell you this, though, Ansel. A rocket launcher is not a keepsake. No. I know it's nice. I know it's nice. And it feels good to be the only one on the block with an RPG. But it is not a keepsake. You can't keep that, brother. Give it back. Give it back. Sheesh. We know a tank isn't a keepsake. But that RPG, you might figure, if I can get it home. The special packaging, I mean, technically it is a gun. No, it's not. It's not a gun. It's not a gun. You do aim, but it does not hold any bullets. In order to be a gun, it has to hold bullets. And don't no bullet go with no RPG. It's a single shot. Anyway, but that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one, Ansel. Carol talking about some eye purge. You need to chill. That's right. Rhonda Bear. Tina the Tiger. Raquel Rabbit. No, that's Tanya the Tanya the Tiger. Big butt Tanya the Tiger. Look at the ass of that tiger. You see the butt? That's you, baby. Look at this. It's big butt tiger. Stacy says, I had to downsize when I moved into my apartment. It was not easy. That's right, because you have to make that decision about what's, you know, what you can take, what you can keep, and what you can't. Listen, some people pay for storage for years, years and years. But, it ain't always sweet like that. More than likely, you're moving into a smaller place because maybe the check that you're getting is smaller, too. But how you going to break even or do better when you pay in a storage bill? How much it costs to put something in storage? Let me see. What's the name of a storage company, y'all? U-Haul? They do have storage lockers at U-Haul. Let me see.
Local storage lockers. Local. Storage. Lockers. Let me see how
Yo, got my location. Come on. Storage near me, Phil. Come on, man. How much is this shit? 5x5 storage. That's small as shit. Come on, get out of here. Get the bullshit. Promo rate $30 a month, 5x5, that's small, 5x10, well, let's say like a 10x10, $52 a month, and they say that's the promo rate. Normally, it's $104 a month, and more than likely, it's going to get closer to that because they're not telling you something with this rate. There are all types of fees and little hidden fees, taxes, and, you know, little stuff like that. But $100 a month, let's just say $100 a month for 10x10, a 10x10 storage locker. Yeah.
11 by 15, 200 a month. Now, a lot of people who use big storage lockers are people who basically need it. They might be people who sell things online, you know, sneakerheads, you know, you need places to store the stuff that you're going to sell. People who do eBay, things like that. Other people who may, if you don't have a garage, but let's say you have your own maintenance company, or you do wax floors and things like that, where you might have to store equipment, big equipment, like walk behind scrubbers, floor scrubbers, and side by side machines and stuff, you know, large equipment. You might need a locker. Anyway, other people come from apartments or come from houses, moved into apartments and don't have enough room to take all of their stuff, so they got to get a little storage locker so they can, you know what I mean? They can store their stuff, but it can get a little expensive. And then when you don't have the money, then they put a lock on your lock. They remove your lock and then put a lock on their shit. And then you have to pay extra fees and stuff like that. It can wind up not being all that sweet like that. Excuse me. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. And we are talking about the difference between valuables and keepsakes. Now, I'm going to take it there for this next example. I'm going to take it there for this next example because I think y'all need to think about this. And it's probably something that you never really thought about before. But there's a couple of things. There's actually three things. The first thing how much time we got? We good. Levels is good. Oh yeah, we straight. All right, the first one I'm going to go with is pets. Pets. Yeah. You break up with somebody and it's time to divide. It's time to decide who gets the dog, who gets the cat. Now that was your cat. That was your dog. Y'all both walked them. Y'all both fed them. Y'all both housebroke them. Or maybe only one of y'all did it, but it wasn't the one who bought it. Maybe one of y'all came into the relationship with the animal, but the other one fell in love with the animal and started doing everything with the animal. Now y'all broken up. They're like, yo, I need the animal. Yeah, but that was my animal from the door. So what? It became our animal. It's like I adopted the animal. It's my cat. It's my dog. It's my hamster. It's my ferret. It's my bird. It's my cockatoo. It's my this, that, and the third. It's my owl. Y'all got an owl in the house? Yeah, we do have an owl. It's a temple owl. And it's mine. He's real cute. He's wise. He wears glasses.
Ooh.
It's not always as easy as it sounds. I mean, imagine somebody trying to take Crystal off my hands. Like, nah, that's not going to happen. It's my cat. It's my cat. It's my allergies. Anyway, so, yeah, it's not that easy of a thing. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? Good to see me from you. And also, my man, Job Biggs, thanks for coming on through, kid. I'm glad that you did. That's word. So, yeah, it can get a little sketchy. It can get dicey. Ansel says, as Stacy, while South Korea, Korea... some Air Force base, 1 year, Germany, 2-3 years. That was my job, setting up the move. Oh, well, some people work in deployment. You worked at deployment. Relocation? What do they call that? What do they call that in the Army? What was your official title? and sell. Besides Warlord. But yeah, pets. Pets. It's not, it's, it can become a, people go to court over that kind of shit. Like, that's my dog. And that's my cat. It's my animal. It's my snake. It's my alligator. It's real shit. It is. It's rad. I mean, it gets very bad. It gets real. It gets real. And so it says, I had to tell a couple of people, the ship sank and this stuff was in the ocean. Was that true? Or did you just tell them that? I tell you what, when it becomes an insurance issue, everything is valuable. I can't, I lost it. It cost so much and it meant so much to me. I can't go on. I got to go to counseling 5 times a week over this loss. And it was all because of the negligence of that nigga. That nigga was negligent. And but for the actions of that nigga, I lost my shit and my mind. And I would like to further interject. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, sometimes you gotta stuff it deep inside the pocket, you know.
Like if somebody pickpockets you, they're gonna have to go all the way in. Damn near play pocketball with that A. They're gonna have to play pocketball with that A. Okay. We know that children are not keepsakes, right? We know that children are not keepsakes, right? But children are such a wild card in a relationship, especially a long-term relationship. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I've known of situations where a woman came into a relationship or a marriage with children of her own. She married a man who had children of his own. They separated, divorced, broke up, whatever the case may be. And guess what? The woman took her children and the stepchildren. And the stepchildren wanted to come with the woman. We know that children aren't keepsakes, right? Well, if she was getting a check for them, then I guess they became valuable. But that's a conversation that you have to have with the law too. In a situation where a couple is legally married, it might be a little easier to take custody of a child that is your non-biological child that you have not gone forward with adoption proceedings with. It's not always as easy as, okay, well, since she or he wants to go with you, then they can go. It's not always that easy, especially when it comes time for official things to take place with the child, you know, vaccinations, DNA, things that might require DNA. You know, what if the child is sick and they need to explore the family history and that the family health history, genealogy or things like that. And the stepmom can't do that. She can't provide that. It's not the biological parent. It's not even a parent that shares that bloodline in any way. Although they may be your brother or your sister's mother. So yeah, children are not keepsakes. You can't take them with you just because, well, they meant so much to me while I was in this relationship. I think I'll just take them with me. Not in the eyes of a law.
In the eyes of a
sorry.
In the arms of an angel, I'm going to take these keys with me. I'm not giving them back to my husband. He was cheating on me.
And, all right. Anyway, this last example, I need y'all to really think about. I need y'all to really think about. Let's say you and your man, you and your woman, you and your spouse, you and your man, you and your woman, you and your spouse, you. You and your man, you and your woman, you and your spouse, you and your man, you and your woman, you and your spouse. Let's say that for fun, y'all used to make sex tapes. Maybe y'all used to like to do a little role play, and y'all used to film it, watch it after everything was said and done, critique it, laugh at each other, have a lot of fun. Y'all made these sex tapes. Got a little catalog full of sex tapes. And it's yours. You know, the trust is there. The trust, not was there. The trust is there between you and them. Them and you. 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 But now it's time to make your decision because you broke up. Oh, shit. What a condition that y'all are both in. Now you got to divide. What the fuck is up with these sex tapes? Oh, shit. The trust was there. But now it's time to decide about these keepsakes. Who gets the tapes? Now, y'all could. Wait a minute. You could do the 50-50 thing and go ahead and duplicate the tapes. You get a tape. I get a tape. You get a tape. I get you. But this is where trust is going to be the biggest factor. You did trust your man. You did trust your woman. But once they cheated, you know that trust went. Shut it down. Shut it down. We shut it down. Shut it down. We shut it down. You got these sex tapes. Oh, yeah. Full frontal. You know, got the. You can see the penis going in and out of, Yeah, y'all did the good camera work. Yeah, y'all got Steven Spielberg with it. I'm Spike Lee, John Singleton, Martin Scorsese, Clint Eastwood, Matty Rich. You know, you can see the whole thing, the whole role play. You know what I mean? Y'all learned how to edit video and everything. Y'all made porno. Used to watch it like, yeah, you know what? We could have did this in real life. See that? Look at that. Look at this part, babe. Look at this part. Ooh, I would tear that ass. Because you want to make sure that this cheating bastard don't end your tapes up on the internet, getting millions and millions of views and you're not getting paid. didn't have to get them paid. Not only that. Not only that, but, you know, you never wanted your ass and your titties all up on the internet. You know what I mean? Getting waxed. Getting all Kim Kardashian with it. You know what I mean? Might not turn into millions of dollars. What you going to do? You going to let the dog. You going to let the dog have the taste. You going to let the dog have the taste, or you want to get the taste from the dog? Is the dog going to give up the taste? Did you trust the dog not to already make the duplicates of the taste? So even if he gives you the masters, he still got duplicates. What you going to do? It's not a keepsake. Takes are very valuable now. Takes are very valuable now with the guan. What's up, babe? What's up? Which is, oh, and so you were traffic management office, cargo, household goods. Huh. That is a true story. That's what's up. Okay. TK Wright says, ugh, trust me, all pics and vids need to be burned. Keep saying. Y'all ain't going to be willing to burn them tapes. Like, look, these tapes are everything to me. Tapes was everything, and everything was tapes. Tapes was everything, and everything was tapes. Shopping. Get out of my head. Hold on. All right, hold on. We got to call it. We supposed to end this show right now. But you know what? I'm going to give you 5 minutes on the microphone. And give 5 minutes on my phone. Give 5 minutes on my phone. Give 5 minutes on my phone. All right, so let's go. Hold on. Let me get you right. There we go. Good? You good? You there? I hear you.
Am I too loud or what?
Good. What's on your mind?
Am I too loud? I
hear you fine.
All right. I just want to come up on a topic about the valuables. I think I value pictures and videos as well. You know what I'm saying? I think pictures are one of the most valuable things in life, you know what I'm saying, because you capture the moments. Well, for me, it's moments that has been captured, especially moments that I thought I'd never be in or, like, I'd never be, places I thought I'd never be. And some of those moments, like, I've lost through the time, you know what I'm saying, lost the pictures. But I actually think memories I've saved through pictures and videos. But with that being said, that's kind of crazy because I kind of had that problem now. Like, I got some private videos that I got stored away, having a hard time deleting or getting rid of, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think I like to hold on to things longer than what they should be held on to anyway, just me personally. But I have a hard time letting things go.
Well, you know, unfortunately, many criminals have held on to keepsakes, and that was the very thing that got them cased up. Guns, tapes, recordings, phones, text messages, pictures. You know what I'm saying?
If I don't look at myself, that's probably the reason why I still got it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get it. I don't want to get older and then they try to do some, I don't want to throw nobody's name out there. They try to do me like the old fella. I'll just put it like that. But yeah,
that's just me.
I think my memories are saved in pictures and videos.
And I think deeper within people watching me as well, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not the only people that see these things. All these videos and pictures, they go through a third party anyways, whatever phone or especially iPhones. If you got an iPhone, somebody else is seeing your pictures anyways off that iCloud. So I wouldn't doubt that people see my business. And it's when you get the sneaking and you know you ain't doing right. It's when you got to worry. So
yeah, that iCloud thing. I think on all platforms, even Android, I think all of the cell phone platforms have
I'm pretty sure they haven't deemed pornography as bad, because they got it all over the the websites to where my son and everybody else's kids can go find it at an easy access.
Okay.
I mean, it's pornography.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's crazy because what I was talking about with the sex tapes and all of that kind of stuff. You know, it's a trust issue. It's a trust issue stemming from a bust issue. Busted. But can you? I busted.
Same thing when you give it to them websites. It's a trust issue. When you get mad at them websites, they go to court. They take you to court. They be like, hey, you signed this waiver saying that we have belongings to your videos, and you know what I'm saying, that we can, so we own this. And they win that in court. I mean,
they do.
That's what I'm saying. People demonify whatever they see is wrong in their eyes. So I mean, if both parties agree to pictures, especially pictures, if you have pictures and if you have kids as well too, I heard you mention about the stepmom taking the kids and all this, like that's, especially I applaud her on that. You just don't walk away from, like, anybody's kids. But I'm saying, like, you're going to throw away – you mean I have to delete all the pictures that you took with my kid just because we're not together no more?
Mm.
Or all the videos that we had? You get what I'm saying? Just because you left or you fucked up or – you know what I'm saying? I have to delete everything that's in my possession that I own, that we agreed to me on. Like, we didn't never set no – oh, if we – you know what I'm saying? Break up. This is it. But that's just my opinion. Like,
I mean, you're right though.
If it was a set agreement, then yeah, I agree. I delete everything. But now, if it wasn't a set agreement, and
I'm not deleting shit. That's mine. But the point of what we were talking about is what's a keepsake and what's valuable. Like, what can you take versus what you have to leave behind? You know what I mean? Does something step up in value because you broke up, or because the situation is bad, or because things have changed in some type of way? Or is it just is what it is? You know? Like in the case of that porn tape, or that sex tape, I should say. It was just a keepsake in the beginning, why everything was all good. Now y'all done broke up. Now that the trust is gone, now all of a sudden it's a valuable. Like, whoa. I need all of those tapes. All of them. No, you're not leaving with none of them. I need the whole thing. Because you do things on the internet that I don't approve of, and I can't trust. I can't trust that my ass won't be on the internet. That's how a female might look at it. She's probably right.
Yeah, my view is on it. What I was telling you before, like if it wasn't agreed upon, like say, like if the video, why is the video made in the first place? Obviously, we was already talking about putting it on different websites and making money monetizing it. I'm just saying in my case. I'm not saying in everybody's case. I'm just saying in my case. I wouldn't be making no videos just to keep it in my phone and keep looking at it. You know what I'm saying? Like obviously we talked about it and it was supposed to be for a whole nother reason. You know what I'm saying? But Like, that's what I'm saying. Like you can't tell me I just got to delete everything, especially if it was already for, like, if you go to a company, that's what, if you try to fight a company for that, a pornography company, they gonna win that case all day because you signed that and you wanted that money that they was giving for that video. You wanted to be seen on their website for that video. You know what I'm saying? They're going to win that case all day.
You know what? You know what you might have to do? Just act like you deleted it. And don't delete it.
Nah, it's eventually got to get deleted because it's just eventually got to get deleted.
Says who? That's my phone.
You know what? You know what? Yeah, you right.
That's my phone. I ain't got to do shit with it except what I want to do. I pay this bill every month. I wouldn't give a fuck if it was one of my old phones. That's my shit. It's my hard drive in that shit.
I'm a backup. I'm gonna be real because I was just being fake. I'm gonna be real. The reason why I feel like I got deleted is because even though how I feel now about dating multiple women and not seeing myself with one woman, that's not how I felt back then when I was with this person and that person. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to bring that old. Any type of old me into the new me because I don't want it to affect me. You know what I'm saying? So I just rather just keep that as it is and delete everything that, but I just ain't came to the point to where I'm able to let everything go. You know what I'm saying? I want to let everything go and I know I'm going to need to eventually, but I just ain't came to that point yet.
You can't leave. You can't leave everything about yourself that you don't like behind. It's not possible.
I'm just talking about the, like,
from talking about the
old relationship.
I still, anything that you've done in previous relationships has prepared you for the relationships that you're in now. You know what I'm saying? You may have made mistakes. You may have done things on purpose, but that was still you. You know what I mean? And it's still you. You know, in some type of form, not saying that you do the exact same things that you used to do, but they made you. Those things, those experiences made you the man that you are today. You ain't got to get rid of that shit. As a matter of fact, trying to totally forget who you were, what you've done, and things that you've experienced before will make you make the mistake of doing it all over again because you don't have any reminders anymore. You can mess around and forget. So, but if you're really disciplining yourself, it's just like, okay, like when I stop drinking, I can still be around people who drink, smoke, get high, and all that kind of shit. I'm just not doing it. I don't care what y'all do. That don't have nothing to do with what I'm going to do. Y'all made y'all decision to keep doing what y'all doing, and that's fine for you. It wasn't fine for me, so I stopped it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be removed away from that element in order to be functional. Because I've made my decision. I'm comfortable with it, and that's the way it's going to be. So,
yeah.
Of course, that might not apply to every situation, but you're still a young man. You know what I'm saying? You haven't come too far. You haven't come far enough from where you were in order to be a whole brand new you. You know, like, you know, you're still going to make mistakes going forward or whatever, but just always remember that's you. That's you. And you need a reminder of what you were, who you were, and what you've done, so you can reference it and do it better. Because whether you throw away all the remnants from that part of your life or not, somebody is going to come along and remind you of everything that you've done before. Because people carry that kind of baggage, so you might need those things to defend yourself. Like, wait a minute, I ain't do that. But this is what I did. See, it's all right here. It's black and white and all of this kind of shit. You know, people might try to add in extra characters that wasn't there. Like, no, that was just me and you on the tape. No, it wasn't. You had your man jump out of the closet. No, I didn't. Here's the tape. See? Right here.
Yeah,
that was a
bat.
That was a bat. That wasn't no dude. That was a bat. Anyway. Listen, I got to get out of here, my man. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling it once again, man. What love?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, peace. That's what I'm talking about. Good stuff.
All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 28th, last day of February, last day of Black History Month, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Wanda Holiday. Yay, turning 57 years old today. And also, Yojani Almonte turning 39 years old today. And Rosa Laura turning 33 years old today. And my girl, Nurse Darlene Mabin. She came on a couple of years ago during COVID when she got COVID because she's a nurse. And we had a good, real good show. Happy birthday to you, Darlene. And she's raising money for the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. I hope that's... Okay, good. All right, happy birthday to you. And also Dominique Dubois, my girl Dominique Dubois from the D, turning 52 years old today. And Georgia Gilmore, turning 54 years old today. And Monica Green, happy birthday to you. And Gerald Chavis, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man going all the way back to the 1992, my man Al Peace. Alfred Peace from Newark, New Jersey, turning 50 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out here who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 28th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, check it out, Pete Game. And this is what we are talking about. The difference between keepsakes and valuables is really up to you. It's up to your mind. It's up to your heart. It's up to your experience. It's up to your situation and your conditions. Some things can go from being you know what? How about this one? Before we get out of here, a key to a lock, keepsake or valuable? I bet you when you have given somebody a key to your house and you go to ask for it back and they'd have made a duplicate as a keepsake, I'm going to end it right there. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Love is love, baby. I appreciate y'all coming through on this first day of the week. We're going to make it a good one. You think we ain't when we is? You think we won't when we whiz? Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, we're going to be about it here. But we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So y'all know what it is. So, Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. I see y'all tomorrow. That's better than next year. Oh, that's actually shot on that. Okay. So, y'all be good. And for my Instagrammers, 5...